We'll hear an address by Her Excellency Laura Chinchilla Miranda, President of the Republic of Costa Rica. I request the protocol to escort Her Excellency. On behalf of the General Assembly, I have the honor to welcome to the United Nations Her Excellency Laura Chinchilla Miranda, President of the Republic of Costa Rica, and to invite her to address the Assembly.
Mr. President, distinguished heads of state and government, esteemed delegates, friends, it's a pleasure to begin this address with warm congratulations to Ambassador John Ash for his recent election as President of the General Assembly. We wish him success in his endeavors and we assure him of our support. Mr. President, today is the last time that I address the General Assembly as President of Costa Rica. As on previous occasions, my message is based on my firm conviction of the essential nature of the United Nations to promote peace, security, development, democracy, and human rights. The United Nations conjoins, catalyzes, and protects the multilateral system and international rule of law. The validity, vigor, legitimacy, and effectiveness of the organization are essential to all countries, but most importantly to the smaller and more vulnerable ones, especially if, as Costa Rica, they do not have armed forces. Throughout these past 68 years, during humanity's most challenging times, we have turned to this organization to seek hope and guidance in our search for solutions to the problems besetting our peoples. Today, we are faced with one such occasion amid contradictions. We have made great strides and attained many of our goals. However, we are also overwhelmed by acute tragedies and have been unable to find global responses to major global challenges. On the 2nd of April, we conclusively ratified the Arms Trade Treaty, a vital step which was led by our country. We were amongst the 7 sponsoring countries. It was a great victory for humanity. I am pleased to announce today that it has been unanimously ratified by the Legislative Assembly of Costa Rica, and I pledge our support to work to ensure its implementation. Within 2 days, that is on Thursday, for the first time in the history of this organization, we will hold a high-level debate on nuclear disarmament. Costa Rica also will be giving its leadership on this issue. We hope that this will allow us to get closer to an ideal aspired to by most countries and to advance in new conceptual frameworks for discussion. The sessions of the working group, chaired effectively by our permanent representative in Geneva, Mr. Manuel Dengo, has opened a promising path. We are working at a good rate, and we are moving towards establishing a new global agenda for sustainable development and to ensure these institutions exist to promote it. We are reforming ECOSOC. There's the high-level political forum on sustainable development. And progress in the open working group of the General Assembly on sustainable development. Increasingly, innovation, technology, education, and culture are recognized as promoters of development, and there is growing awareness of the need to actively incorporate young people in these endeavors. Together with the International Telecommunications Union, we are honored to have hosted and organized the International Conference Beyond 2015 on Youth Development and Technology of Information and Communications. This brought together young people from various parts of the world and enjoyed the leadership from Mr. Outouré. He symbolically represented to you and presented his outcome document and decided that on the 11th of this month in our capital, thousands of young people from our continent adopted it. We believe that it will be a very relevant input for the discussion of the post-2015 development agenda. To explore options for the future, Costa Rica also hosted in March an international conference on middle-income countries. This was jointly organized with UNIDO. Its results will help to better conceptualize the needs and contributions of countries like ours to what we can contribute in terms of the post-2015 development agenda. While involved in these discussions, we must not overlook our commitment to achieve the Millennium Development Goals and the need to accelerate their implementation, particularly in less developed countries. Mr. President, the aforementioned achievements and many others have taken place under the ominous shadow of human tragedy. We are still shocked by the brutal terrorist attack committed a few days ago in Nairobi. Today, I express our deepest solidarity with the people of Kenya and our strongest condemnation of this attack of terrorism and fanaticism. For 2 years, the tragedy of Syria has been a major source of suffering. The incessant count of massacred and displaced persons has been as troublesome as the inaction of the international community, particularly the Security Council, to contain in a timely way this violence. After a period of paralysis and confusion, it seems that at last we are approaching a solution to break out of this stalemate. We raise our voice to demand that the Security Council should act decisively to eliminate chemical weaponry in Syria, restrain violence, seek a negotiated and democratic solution to the conflict, and hold accountable those responsible for the horrible crimes being committed there. Costa Rica insists that the Security Council should refer the Syrian case to the International Criminal Court. We also call again on the 5 permanent members of the Security Council to refrain in the future from exercising the veto in cases of crimes against humanity. The Syrian tragedy reaffirms the need to work decisively towards the organic application of the responsibility to protect and to promote the use of mediation to avoid the emergence or the worsening of conflicts. As a concrete measure towards avoidance, we urge all member states to join the initiative of Australia, Costa Rica, Denmark, and Ghana and designate national focal points for the prevention of atrocities and on the responsibility to protect. The preventive approach is also necessary to manage universal public goods and consequently exert global governance. The prevention and reversal of global warming is one of the most urgent tasks to pursue in this crucial agenda. We cannot remain inactive while global warming increases, ocean levels rise, and the survival of several small island states is threatened. We commend the fact that the Secretary General has a plan to convene a summit on climate change and his promotion of the Oceans for Prosperity Compact. On this subject, the time has come to negotiate an international agreement on the governance of the high seas under the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea. Mr. President, besides being an instrument of global governance and the protection of universal public goods, international law entails many other obligations. These include respect for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of states, goodwill in addressing border issues, and observance of all decisions of the International Court of Justice. Costa Rica is a firm believer in and scrupulous observer of international law in all its aspects. But this attitude contrasts with the absolute disrespect of the government of Nicaragua of those elementary norms of conduct and coexistence among nations. This disrespect has led to open and unacceptable aggressions against our country and to the flagrant disobedience of the orders of the Court of The Hague. In October 2010, Nicaraguan forces occupied part of Costa Rica's territory. Following our denunciation, the International Court of Justice took provisional measures which, among other things, prohibit the presence of Nicaraguan personnel in the zone area under dispute. But Nicaragua has continued to send contingents of political activists funded and organized by its government. In August of this year, the court reiterated its demand for compliance with the provisional measures, but again, Nicaragua has ignored them. This scorn demonstrates the urgent need of establishing procedures to guarantee the respect of all decisions emanating from the court, including precautionary measures. Costa Rica commits itself to work towards this goal, and we do hope that the Nicaraguan and the international community will have an open mind on this. The Nicaraguan government, moreover, has offered blocks of patrimonial sea of Costa Rica for exploration and exploitation of oil, aims to extend the limits of its continental shelf by ignoring our rights, has broken off negotiations to secure maritime boundaries, has threatened to claim as its own province a province of Costa Rica, and has restarted dredging works in the subject zone to the provisional measures of the International Court of Justice. And besides this, it is pursuing a rearmament policy. The Nicaraguan and Costa Rican people wish and deserve to live in peace, but the Nicaraguan government insists on preventing that. In following such deliberate and reiterated misconduct, the government of Nicaragua undermines international law and the very purpose of the United Nations. Mr. President, notwithstanding the gravity of the situation, Costa Rica remains peacefully and firmly committed to the well-being and safety of our population. We promote a model of development that is based on harmony with nature, solidarity and social inclusion, economic and trade opening, development of our human resources and innovation. We realize that development is futile if it is not founded on a profound respect for human dignity and the rights and well-being of the people. We firmly believe that respect and promotion of human rights in all its dimensions is a national and international duty. For this reason, amongst others, we hold an open invitation to all the special procedures on human rights, and we engage actively and constructively in the Human Rights Council. In facing the challenges of public security, including drug trafficking and transnational organized crime, our country has adopted a balanced strategy. Its positive results are evident in many areas, including the continued reduction in the homicide rate over the past 3 years. And this has become one of the lowest in Central America and Latin America. Given the gravity of many nations, of the challenges of drug trafficking and transnational organized crime, we join the call from other states from our region, such as Mexico and Guatemala, to reassess agreed international policies and look for more effective responses against drug trafficking from a perspective of health, respect for human rights, and a perspective of impact reduction. Under the same light, it is necessary to increase international cooperation to reduce the illegal flows of weapons and money that fuel criminal networks. The new global strategy on this enormous challenge should be the product of an open and inclusive debate to be held during the special session of the General Assembly in 2016. We salute the Declaration of Antigua of the General Assembly of the Organization of American States as a first step leading us in the right direction towards that special session. From the actions and convictions outlined above, we respond enthusiastically to the call of the President of the General Assembly to ensure that in this session we move forward towards the post-2015 development agenda. We are encouraged by his commitment to a more active involvement of civil society in this process and the importance given to human rights and the rule of law as the basis for development, and his openness to new ideas and institutional modalities, including strategic alliances among multiple sectors. Mr. President, Costa Rica looks to the future with confidence. At the same time, we are aware of the risks and challenges that we face as a country, as a region, and as members of humanity. In that future, we see the United Nations as an indispensable institution, a steadfast companion, a foresightful guide and co-guardian of our tranquility and our well-being. I pay tribute to its contributions and hope that we may be able to multiply that in years to come. Thank you very much.
On behalf of the General Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the Republic of Costa Rica for the statement just made. May I request representatives to remain seated while we greet the President.
No, thank you very much. Thank you so much again. Thank you for hosting.